Bryant Street Publishing presents Delicious by Melissa Schroeder, read for you by Bridget Bordeaux and Oliver Clark. Chapter 1. Allison. I don't know when I fell in love with Ed Cooper. Scratch that. I do know. I was 13 and my brother brought his friend back from basic training. Ed was tall, sweet, and had red hair. Red hair. I've always had a thing for guys with red hair. Okay, it all sort of started with Ed, but I'd always found redheads attractive. While friends were drooling over Harry Potter, who was out as an infatuation because he shares a name with my brother, I was crushing on the Weasley twins. Not Ron, because, well, he's Ron and whines, and I don't like whiners. Also, why would I ever want a boyfriend who thought a rat was a good companion pet? And said pet wasn't really a rat. But I digress. Back to my infatuation. Ed Cooper, delectable ginger. Now that I'm within spitting distance of my 30s, I realize it's a little stupid to be this infatuated with a man who treats me like his little sister. Wait, does that say something about me? Ew, don't go there, Allison. My infatuation has gotten worse with each passing year. It isn't like I haven't had dates or that I'm pining away saving my virginity for him. I've had sex, lots of it. Okay, not a lot, only with two guys, and it was pretty boring with both of them. I'm not a virgin, which was the point of my comment. I stepped into the mansion that has been renovated into a small mall of sorts. It sits in the heart of the King William District in San Antonio that is dominated by Gothic architecture. It's become a hip kind of place for specialty shops and restaurants. It's why my brother and his two friends, Fritz O'Brien and Ed Cooper, decided to open Camos and Cupcakes there, close enough to the military bases, but also in an area that a lot of tourists frequent. I tend to be here several days a week. I step into the bakery and draw in a deep breath, letting the sugary sweetness fill my senses and buoy my spirits. This is the first day of my staycation. I love to travel, and the fact that I cannot really do that this year is kind of a bummer. I bought my house last year, and this year I saved up to buy my brand new Malibu with all the bells and whistles, so I honestly couldn't afford a real vacation. Plus, the only time I could get off for a while is next week. Neither of my friends can go, and I'm just not the sort of woman who would go on a vacation by myself. I would get bored because I like to share experiences and talk a lot. So, I'm here to kick off my staycation with a treat. There's a crowd, but that's normal. This place is always hopping on Saturday mornings. It doesn't take me long to find Ed. He's hard to miss in any crowd. He tops 6'4", but it isn't that. I know that I would be able to find him anywhere. And all that red hair helps. It's longer now than when he was in the military and is given to curl. I'd love to slip my fingers through the silky strands. I curl my fingers into my hand to control the need. Another aspect of his new life is the full beard. I've never been a woman who likes a man with facial hair, but I love it on Ed. As usual, he's wearing an apron with the title of their bakery splashed across the front of it. Flour and chocolate color the white material. He's been busy, as he is 5 days a week. See, Ed Cooper just isn't only the man I've been in love with for 15 years. He's a baker, a cupcake baker, and not just any cupcake baker. He's considered one of the top bakers in San Antonio. 5 days a week, he creates sugary, decadent treats. I call him my own personal ginger Jesus. Now, you might be thinking that he's some kind of wimpy kind of guy. Not that I think bakers are wimpy, but Ed is probably the opposite of what most people would think of a baker. He's sexy as sin, tatted up with skulls, still sports a six-pack, and rides a Harley. I watch him scan the bakery, looking over the customers. There's more than a shopkeeper's interest to his gaze, which makes sense. Ed, Fritz, and my brother are all former Army. They inspect areas the same way whether they are in the shop or out on the riverwalk. They cannot help it. Some things just become second nature, even after trading their uniforms for aprons. The moment his gaze settles on me,